This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now that the case is in the hands of the jury, the White House says it is working with state and local leaders nationwide on keeping the peace after the verdict in a Derek Chauvin murder trial. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more details.
Asked if President Biden agrees with Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who says protesters should get more confrontational if Chauvin's acquitted.
He has been very clear that he recognizes the issue of police violence against people of color, communities of color, is one of great anguish, and it's exhausting and quite emotional at times.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president wants space for protests, but stresses they must be peaceful, regardless of the verdict in Minneapolis. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union's foreign policy chief says that in the face of the big military buildup of Russian troops near Ukraine's borders, it will only take a spark to set off a confrontation and a glum assessment of relations with Moscow. Joseph Borrell also said that the condition of imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is critical, and that the 27-nation group will hold the Kremlin accountable for his health and safety. Despite the developments, Borrell said that after a virtual meeting of EU foreign ministers, that for the time being, there is no move in the field of more sanctions to be imposed on Russia. The U.S. State Department is urging Americans not to travel overseas because of the risk from the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. has not had a global warning against international travel since August, when guidance was revoked by the Trump administration. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that the medical examiner's office in Washington, D.C. has now ruled that the Capitol Police officer, Brian Sicknick, died of natural causes.
Officer Brian Sicknick was injured during the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, but it's been determined that he died from suffering a stroke. Two men have been charged with assaulting Sicknick during the insurrection. Investigators initially thought he had been struck in the head with a fire extinguisher, and then thought maybe he had died after ingesting a chemical like bear spray.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. A Mexican president, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, says that he will ask U.S. President Joe Biden to give work visas to Mexican farmers who participate in a government tree planting program. Lopez Obrador said Monday that would help regulate migration. He also wants the United States to grant citizenship to farmers after they have spent 3 years rotating into the U.S. on six-month work visas. Lopez Obrador says that he will broach the proposal at climate change talks later this week. He says Mexico's contribution to fighting climate change involves renovating old hydroelectric plants, as well as a program that pays farmers to plant fruit and timber trees. The Food Assistance Agency of the United Nations has announced that it will begin operations in Venezuela after reaching an agreement with the South American nation's government. The World Food Program said Monday that the effort will focus on feeding children in the areas with the highest prevalence of food insecurity. The agency plans to gradually expand programs to reach 1.5 million children by providing school meals, investing in remodeling school cafeterias, and training staff on food safety standards. The announcement comes as Venezuela continues to grapple with soaring food prices amid four-digit inflation, making it challenging for families to afford nutritious meals. NASA's miniature robot helicopter Ingenuity performed a successful takeoff and landing on Mars early Monday, achieving the first powered controlled flight by an aircraft over the surface of another planet. The twin rotor WorldGigs debut on the Red Planet marked a 21st century Wright Brothers moment for NASA, which said success could pave the way for new modes of exploration on Mars and other destinations in the solar system like Venus and Saturn's moon Titan. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Thank you.